Did you have to leave anything for the firm? I mean, produce any work which would be left with them? Or
we're still considering the series of beer mats. Mm-hmm. There's still a possibility they might go into production. Mm-hmm. It all depends. It's still open-ended.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to leave anything, report anything with the National Gallery? I mean, what was the
not
end
at all. I mean, there was an exhibition at the end of the residency. There was an exhibition of I think 23 works that I'd done during the 6 months, and I did actually give the National Gallery the first portrait I did as a warder, Mr. MacDonald, which in due course is going to be hung in the restaurant, of course far away from the collection. And I would like to say at this point that absolutely nothing would have been possible when you asked me the question about problems unless I'd had the most terrific welcome from everybody there. I mean, from Sir Michael Levy to... there was, I think, just one warder who didn't smile at me daily out of about 500. I mean, everybody yes. there, whenever I had a problem, leapt to try and help me deal with it. I mean, yes. the welcome they gave me was quite extraordinary, so yes. everything was really made yes. very easy for me.
That's obviously very important, that the Certainly. Situation is welcoming. Ian, did you... you've got an exhibition at the Walker Art Gallery.
Yeah,
I mean, did you have to do that? I mean, what?
Yeah, that was the agreement, and I would do the show at the end of it. I mean, it was for me the year's been very productive in that I produced more work than I normally produce in a year, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the things I got out of it, apart from that, are much more nebulous and much more difficult to describe. To do with just the whole way of how one actually socially interacts in a specific community with people, and in a way the possibilities as to how you actually go about dealing with talking to about art with people. I mean, for instance, I did a number of the Walker has a very good education department, and so I did a number of projects with them, one of which was inviting groups of sixth formers who are thinking of going to art school over to the studio once a week, and we just sat around and talked about art, and these were people who were thinking about going to art school, and it was quite frightening that they'd never met anyone making art or actually visited an institution or an artist studio
yes.
and had really no idea of what the actual process is and
yes.
the thing is
yes.
about
yes.
and I think that was very fruitful, you know, that a lot of barriers were broken down and they actually saw someone working in a real situation.
Yes.
I also did a project which probably has some bearing on Maggie's situation, where I went into the Walker and took over one of their rooms and actually worked there using it as a studio for a week. And I found that was incredibly successful. It was impossible to actually work because I stood there from 10 in the morning till 5 trying to work, but I found that I was just inundated with people coming in and asking questions. And I found that very productive because it broke down a lot of barriers. People were much less inhibited about talking about things.
Yes.
And you could very quickly and easily get into some kind of dialogue with them about things, which it possibly wouldn't have been able to do in any other kind of situation.
Yes. And I'm sure that's very important with all the residences, that public contact and...
Well, in a way, that was all I had in mind. The only resources were the people I met.
Right. What kind of... what other alternative possibilities might there be in residences? I mean, residences in industry and in galleries and... I mean, could a residency be anywhere? I mean, what...
Well, in theory, you've just got to find the right person to do it.
Yes. So a lot is dependent on the personality.
I think there is a strong relationship between the two things, between a particular residency, the nature of the kind of work that the person makes, and the personality that they actually have. I think it's quite a sort of sophisticated problem, that one.
And one thing I found during the course of the 6 months where I began and received the first members of the public to the studio, I could talk much more about my own work than about the pictures in the collection. But towards as time went on, and by the end of the residency, I could talk far more about the pictures in the collection and less and less about my own work. I just crack a few jokes, you know.
We have been concentrating really on what you as artists have got out of it.
Yeah,
and not
so
dealing with
see what the other side.
What
is.
The other side. Yes.
But I think to really ask that, to answer that question, you've actually got to ask the people who one came into contact with.
That's right.
To sort of canvass their opinions as to what they actually got out of it.
But also ask the funding bodies.
Well,
which I suppose perhaps in Helen's case is clearer because it's an industry and they're actually making some kind of financial contribution.
Well, the industry said that they feel they know more now about the world of the artist, which is company jargon for not a lot, because you don't really know what that means.
Did they have to make a report to Yorkshire Arts?
I don't know, I don't think so. I guess I've got 14 blokes out there somewhere who I'd dearly like to meet again, some of whom
yes.
I have since. All sorts of types of people who are so different from me. I grew very fond of them just through a couple of days chatting that had some sort of purpose. But in a way it was that purpose that, I don't know, made it seem quite precious really.
The assessment of residences though is very difficult, isn't it? Because much of the benefit comes from that nebulous contact between artist and public. That is apart from any
work. But it would seem to me that
it's
like if you give people bursaries, all you're doing is saying go away and produce the work, which an artist will do and should do anyway. But it seems that with something like a residency of some kind or other, then you're actually getting side benefits that come in. And I suppose they're the thing that you get. But they're actually very difficult to define.
They come out of the relationships that you strike up with.
Yeah, they do. They
do
come,
you come into contact
yeah,
with?
Yeah, they do. They come out of just the people you're dealing with and to the extent to which some kind of interaction occurs between you. And it bears some kind of fruition on some level or other. Even if on one level it may just be a conversation, on another level maybe it precipitates something else. You know, maybe somebody as a result of it goes off and does something, or you go off and do something. You know, it just kind of escalates from there.
I was told that the attendance figures went up.
I couldn't say whether that happened in
the pubs or not.
The more was consumed.
I mean, I think that certainly going out and dealing with people does help to demystify the whole notion of making art, which I think is very valuable. I mean, I think a lot of artists have an ethic of mystification about art. You know, they're very isolationist in a sense, and I think to actually go out and talk to people about making work and what's involved does help to eliminate that mystification, which I think is very important.
Yes.
And to be able to go up to someone as a complete stranger and use them for a piece of artwork. They became a piece of art. I mean, they found that amazing. They never believed that that could possibly happen. Well, maybe it hasn't. At best.
I have to say that a number of the public were extremely disappointed that I wasn't actually painting during their visits on Wednesday afternoons. I think a large number of them would have liked me to have a studio like Corbet and be there
when you didn't.
On the end of my brush making some magic. But I did say to them each time that it was absolutely essential for me to be alone when I worked, and all I could do was to talk to them about the whole business.
Because I found that in my week in the walk when I was trying to work, was that they arranged a series of chairs around sort of the periphery of the room, and I would literally get a whole class of 10-year-olds come in, and they would all kind of sit down, and sometimes I would be just sort of sitting there looking at a piece and thinking, well, left a bit, right a bit, you know. And I'd go over half an hour later and pick up a brush and just go splat, and then sit down again, and all these kids would kind of look over and go, is that it? You know, is that it? You know, they were sort of waiting for some monumental event. But I think that in itself was interesting, you know, that they maybe realised that the sort of the work is a slow process, you know, rather than being something that's just bashed out. And I think there's a lot to be gained from placing residences outside the sort of normal situation. I mean, they do. I think they are susceptible to becoming institutionalized very quickly. And I think there's a lot to be gained from making them of relatively short duration, say of a maximum of 5 years, and then the whole thing collapses
mm-hmm.
and is actually placed somewhere else. Well, maybe you think that's excessive.
I don't know. I can only talk about the one that I did. I'm not at the moment tempted by any other because...
No, I don't mean that an artist should take them on, but simply that any residency
in any
should have
place,
a... Yeah, should only have a life expectancy
yes.
of,
right,
say, 5 years.
Yes.
Because it, some kind of institutionalisation does encroach upon the situation as it goes along,
certainly.
You know. And 1 year someone does something and it sort of sets a precedent, no matter how nebulous, that encroaches upon the next person going along. You know, the expectations build up.
Mm.
And I think there is a lot to be gained from just every few years actually shifting the base so that it doesn't become totally institutionalised and can, you know, can be set up somewhere else and can actually kind of be rethought and can sort of breathe again as a new thing.
Yeah, so a funding body like the Arts Council really acting as a sort of catalysing agent.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to suggest that 6 months is too short a time in which to produce a body of work for an exhibition, really, when you're being financed 2 months. I think the terms were very severe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a way of producing an exhibition on the cheap. If Yorkshire Arts, don't mind me saying, I mean, there are a lot of other benefits accrued by it, but I think the way it was structured was very severe on the artist.
Yes.
It didn't allow you any sort of let out any real experimentation, any real time to develop something fully, and I'm pretty sure that all the artists on the scheme I was involved with felt the same.
Is that perhaps though because they were negotiated with industry and they didn't want or they couldn't get longer periods of time with the industries when they were working?
8 weeks gave you more than a superficial contact with a company, but a subsequent 4 months to organise the work and then produce something for an exhibition that was presumably thought
mm-hmm.
out and
yes.
full,
yes.
I think is really very tight.
So in terms of other artists going into situations like that, I mean, you would say that probably a residency of between 6 months and a year is a more proper amount of time.
Yeah, I would have found 6 months tight. Certainly a year was a good duration for me. I wouldn't have wanted to work in a shorter period than that. It's partly to do with the fact that practical considerations, particularly if you're working in another city and in a different space, you know, you for instance, I left all my working materials and all the previous work and everything behind. I just moved up there into an empty studio. And it took me 5 or 6 weeks to sort of gather material together to begin working, you know, to find out who could process photographs for me, to find out where I might be able to buy paper or where I might be able to get the kind of stuff that I actually needed as raw material. You know, and that does take a certain amount of time to actually just build up that level of information to carry on working.
Would you like to do another residency after your experience, Helen?
I don't know, really. It's, I mean, I'd look at residencies that were being offered and think about them accordingly. Nothing for a while yet.
Mm.
I don't think I could ever find anything very similar to what I've done. I would look for something for a year. I couldn't go on that race again.
When I applied for my residency, one of the questions I asked at the interview was what was the anticipated role of the resident, to which I just got a blank look. And at the time I thought, my God, you know, what are these people doing sitting here? They don't even know what they want, let alone what I'm supposed to be doing. And but on reflection, I think it was probably the best thing they could have done, in that they left the situation very open. And I think it was all for the better, really.
And to me, it was the eye-opening of making studies of the pictures was enormous, because, for instance, I thought I knew Piero's Baptism backwards until I actually started to work from it. I think I saw the pictures that I'd been looking at often and for many years far more richly than if I hadn't been given that chance to be with them from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night if I wanted. It was really the experience of being with the pictures that absolutely knocked me out and fed me for, I think, several years yet.
It was a bit like the unknown, knowing that you were going to be taken round pubs and clubs round the north. Didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I would be able to do. I just tried to keep myself open and take it as it came and begin to structure something fairly early on after the introductory week, which was a whistle-stop tour around John Smith's pubs and clubs.
How did you manage to keep sober?
I'm still drying out.
One of the reservations I had about going to Liverpool was that I would be away from London for a year, and I had the invariable notion that everything happens in London. And I found that, in fact, to be away for a year made very little difference at all, you know, in terms of working and in terms of people being actually interested in the work. Then the situation remained pretty much the same.
I've never appreciated the silence of no people about so much as I've appreciated it since. The day of the civil servant strike, when the whole of the National Gallery was closed, I painted a picture of one of the monkey self-portraits, and it was monkey listening to silence, because whether or not it was Wednesday, there was the feeling at 10 o'clock in the morning when that hour came, suddenly there were millions and millions of people out there outside that door, and on this one extraordinary day there was just silence, and this was magic. So I've never before working there appreciated silence and cats as much as I have since.
I've never had to be so tough, I suppose, cope with such adverse conditions. January and February all round Yorkshire on public transport, it's not anybody's dream. I didn't find Prince Charming, which would be the only thing that could have come out of it in terms of, I suppose, a bonus. I don't see how the work I've produced could be put in another exhibition. It's so much about John Smith's pubs and their drinkers. It's just an odd thing that I was thrown into and gurged this other stuff out there for posterity. I hope maybe I get a book out of what Northerners think of art, which is fairly humorous, but that could be the only real tangible thing, I guess. Mind you, I can do a good Yorkshire impression. Just the education, really, is the best thing about it. I guess all fellowships come with the limitations of place, space, time and money, and you work within them. That really is the brief.
But I think it becomes fun actually working out some kind of structure within that, though. You know, I mean, for me, certainly working out the sort of pattern of work and fitting in other things had an element of fun in it, you know, sort of what went where and how did it all fit together.
And there's a sort of inevitability and fate about it. The sort of chance all seems to be mapped out for you.
Mm-hmm. I think there's one very important thing about a residency which is crucial to Regional Arts Association work, and that is bringing about a situation where the artist comes into contact with the public, whatever, whoever, wherever that public is, are, whatever. And a residency is perhaps one of the neatest way to do it, because the artist is more or less structurally defining his or her role. They are being employed, and they are in some way communicating with that public, whoever or wherever it is. And certainly the residencies that our association have been involved in to date have been the most successful aspect of our, as it were, public interface, and of benefit both to artist and public. whether they be dancer, writer, photographer, artist, or whatever.
Yeah,
I think really that is essentially the most important thing about it. It does show the public, who are often quite ignorant about the artist's working process, exactly how that happens. It means, often they're, to be quite simple, frightened of going into a gallery to see paintings, and it brings those works to their doorstep, and they see the artist as somebody who actually is seriously working and not a layabout off the streets or whatever, which is often the notion that they hold about artists and about art, that it's something that you either do on a Sunday or is not worth doing. And I really think that is the most important aspect of residences. As a long-term sort of financial benefit, you often find that organisations who've been involved in residences will continue to fund them after you've disappeared, which means that you're bringing other agencies into the employment of artists, which is a good thing.
Well, I think Leslie said most of it. I mean, I think that, obviously it's the two main points of it are to provide an artist with a stimulating period of work, relatively free from other hassles, at the same time introducing some new and particular hassles which relate to the public and the environment in which they're working. And I think the crucial difference between a residency and, say, doing a commission in public or whatever, that it is contact with the artist as full-time working professional, which is something that is not appreciated very much. And I think also that the artist, given that it's the right kind of artist for an appointment of this kind, and it does have to be the right person for each appointment, that the artist is actually much better at putting across the nature of what they do than anyone else is. And the public find actual contact with a real live artist extraordinarily stimulating, if it's the sort of person who is prepared to give and do it. But it's difficult to say that, one expects very particular things out of residencies or fellowships as a whole, because each one is set up on a very different basis. Sometimes there's a lot of stimulus from ourselves or from the Regional Arts Association. Sometimes it's all on the host side. But each one is very, very different, and each one requires a very, very different artist. I mean, all we're expecting in establishing a residency really is real evidence of a commitment to the idea from the host, as well as from the funding bodies, whoever they are, that there is there are people there who really want this to happen and are really prepared to do their side of it, as well as the artist is appointed.